You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Guest, Anna Langdon is joining us from Sydney. We're talking to Anna about their new EP, Bittersweet Excess. They're from the band Loose Fit, who are fantastic. Listened to the EP this morning on my walk to work, and you know, it was so much fun, so many layers to it. We'll get into all that in a second, but how are you doing this morning, Anna? How are you feeling?
Hello, Zach. I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm very glad to have you. I'm glad that you're feeling well. Is Sydney treating you okay at the moment?
Well, I'm looking out the window now. It's bright and sunny and fresh and crisp and a little bit chilly because, yeah, obviously winter's setting in. And where I am, really close to the water on the eastern side of Sydney, I've got lots of wattle birds that fly around, so nice. I'm listening to those out the window.
Oh, beautiful. That sounds fantastic. Before we talk about the EP, I want to mention a post on your Instagram. I saw the band Instagram, that is, with you guys standing in front of this huge stone sheep monument in Canberra. Why does that exist? When I looked at it, I was like, what the hell is this? This is like some H.P. Lovecraft shit, and then I saw it was a sheep. But I mean, that sort of New Zealand's thing, why is there a huge sheep monument in Canberra?
Oh, well, that's actually in Goulburn, en route to Canberra.
En route to Canberra, okay.
Yeah, so, and it's just a funny thing. Every band has to have a photo in front of the giant Goulburn sheep.
Because
it's on the way. You drive past it when you go from Sydney to Melbourne. So it's kind of like a bit of a trope. You've got to stand in front of the sheep, and I think, I can't remember whether we're standing at the front or the back of that, but if you stand at the back, you get the sheep's balls in view, and it's just really funny.
Oh, my God. Okay, I need to do some deep diving on this sheep, because that's amazing.
We've got lots of big things here, Zach. We've got lots of big things. We've got the big banana.
Big rock.
A really big rock.
Huge rock, actually. Kangaroos. Oh, sorry, I'm just being mean. band's called Loose Fit. It's funny because you went to fashion school, right?
Yes.
Did that inspire the name at all?
I like to think that in some weird way it did. Mm-hmm. Max came up with the name and we all went, yeah, cool, whatever, when we first started. But yeah, of course, Kayleen and I both have a background in fashion, so it's funny that it's a reference kind of to that.
On like a scale of, on a percentage, like how much tight-fitting clothing, or loose-fitting clothing, I should say, do you think you wear on a weekly basis?
Oh, that's a very good question. It fluctuates. I mean, as you can see today, I'm wearing the biggest, baggiest hooded jacket of
hell
all
yeah.
time.
Hell yeah,
I think in general, we're mostly a loose-fitting band. Richard's the only one who tightens things up.
That's fascinating. I'll have to get him on the line next. The new EP is called Bittersweet Excess, and it's a bittersweet occasion because this is the last we're going to hear from you for a hot second. I've read that it's because you're all super, super busy. Have you all got other bands to attend to? Some of you got kids or moving plans, big life choices, big life decisions?
That's true. Isn't it interesting? We called it Bittersweet Excess before we knew that this would be the case. So you're right. It is a bittersweet moment. We're extremely... scheduling has been super difficult. I play in another band called Cash Savage and the Last Drinks, which is a Melbourne-based band. Mm-hmm. So that's been, yeah, really great touring and so forth. We're just about to go into the album and record a new album, into the studio and record a new album. I just woke up. I rolled out of bed and into this interview. So. But Kayleen and Max do have a kid, so that's made it, you know, we just have to be more strategic about scheduling and so forth. Mm-hmm. Kayleen runs also, and Max, run a wonderful brand called Wawa, which is a fashion business. So that takes up a lot of time. And Richard works in television.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yes. That's amazing. Yes. Far out. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. Wawa is a name my brother calls his dog. He says, there's the Wawa. Is that a thing in Australia, or is it just my brother being silly?
I think that might be a brother being silly.
Okay,
but I wonder
a silly
if Wawa will bring out a line of dog products.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, is this a dog fashion company? That'd be amazing.
No. It's some amazing merino knitwear.
Oh, hell yeah. Love natural fibres. They're the best. They're absolutely the best.
Yeah, get into it.
In terms of the sound on this new EP, between the atmospheric guitars, the light sounding drums, the fat bass lines, the horns, the random twittering, oscillating sounds in the mix, do you think post-punk psychedelia is an appropriate term for this music?
you're lucky that the rest of the band isn't here, because they're the ones that have problems with the semantics of different genre
of the
names.
Genre tagging.
They might cringe at psychedelia. I think they would definitely cringe at psychedelia. I don't have a problem with it.
I love it. It's so random. On so many different parts, they're just like so many cool production techniques all over this thing. And again, there's so many random little sound effects throughout the whole thing, which I really appreciate. I want to talk about the first track, Bittersweet Excess, the title track, where you deliver a brutal line: at best, you're just a means, not an end. Sort of relating to someone being very replaceable. Did the song come out of a period of Bittersweet Excess?
It's actually about the economy. More than anything else, I was reading. This philosopher called Simone Weil at the time, and also I was working in an office job, and thinking a lot about how, humans just kind of, even still today, are these kind of units. Mm. Like units that support the economy, and everybody is really replaceable in the world of business. And it was sort of a fortune telling song in a way, because about 6 months after I wrote that, I got made redundant and replaced. So it's really about that, and about searching for meaning, about humans searching for meaning through work and in places where they're, you know, existence isn't really that valued.
Yeah. I agree completely. I mean, we are just like nodes in a network. We're just an output. We're an externality to the big boss hogs. I want to touch more on that in a second. But you've said that this EP lyrically dips into prophetic visions, myths, and philosophy. I definitely feel that with the moon imagery across a couple of the tracks, the notions of destiny on the track Cracked Whip, which is very romantic and sweet, and the yearning to break out of a rut on the track, I think it was Feel Your Shiver. What's the philosophy that sort of inspired some of the songwriting on here?
Oh, good question. Well, I think with those that more mythic kind of themes throughout the EP, that was really more just me going through a moment, going through a couple of years at my, you know, the astrologer that I went to said, you're in the Neptune phase. And I was like, radio.
How much did that cost?
I was spending a lot of time at the beach, because I lived right on Bondi Beach for a bit of that period. And just having the weirdest dreams. I got deeply into Vedic meditation and was doing a lot of Ashtanga as well, yoga. And I was just on an absolute trip for a couple of years, just
you're finding yourself,
sober psychedelic experience. But I was reading, like I said, I was reading Simone Weil as well, which she is very a mystic. So I was on a bit of a mystical journey, which I still take into my life now, but I really enjoy symbology, and I like looking for symbols in my dreams and in everyday life. One of my best friends is an art therapist, and so she's really good at that. She's always pointing out signs and symbols and drawing meaning from them and so forth. So I wanted to weave a bit of that through in the poetry.
Meaning making.
Yeah,
you know, everyone's going to make meaning of the world somehow. That's so fascinating about the spirituality side of things. So you said that you don't find it like super relevant today, but it's still useful. You've still learned lessons from that period of time.
Yes, well, the astrologer says that there's chapters in life, and No, I still do. I still do today. I'm still like that, but I'm just not writing those song, writing them into those songs at the moment.
True. I was really impressed with the production across this thing, which is often like dizzying. It's got so many layers, but it doesn't feel overwhelming, which I thought was very well balanced. You worked with DJ Hugh Burridge on this thing. What did he have to offer in terms of production?
Probably he would deserve the credit for everything that you've just said. Yeah, he's an amazing person of taste. And especially on the song Bittersweet Excess, that was the one where he was able to put his magic touch on, and his fingerprints are like audible over that song in particular.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of the last song that we developed. So if we continued to write music, we would have been moving in that direction, I suspect. But he builds pedals, and he's an amazing guitarist. He's an amazing producer, and he likes creating soundscapes. And so that's what we really wanted, to lean into his skill set on the EP and just give him a bit of license to put tinkles and sprinkles and play around with different sounds. And he had some great ideas about doubling my vocals and weaving these different dissonant harmonies in and out. A lot of those little cosmic sounds that you hear throughout the EP are his work.
Fantastic. Was it like hard letting him have more control over the record than I guess what you were previously used to?
No, I don't think so. I think we were all really excited about it. But it's just it's cool as well, because it's cool to try out different ways of working and to evolve as a band musically. Because on the first EP and on the first album, it was very much straight up exactly what we would sound like, you know, live, or just playing live in the studio. That's what it sounded like. It was very kind of raw, whereas this one's a lot more wet. And it was just so exciting to experiment with and like allow him to play around and have suggestions. We were like, yes, go for it. Yes, add that little spring sound.
He knew what
more spring reverb.
He knew what he was doing. He really knew what he was doing.
Yes.
As you mentioned before, the track Bittersweet Excess was a critique of the economy. you also critique the economy on the track, what was it, Diminishing Returns. You know, which is, you know, all focused on our hive mind approach to the economy. We're kept busy for the sake of it. It reminds us that the powers that be sort of keep us normies in line through artificial scarcity. Like, for example, an example that comes to my mind is, you know, supermarket waste. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in that rat race. How do you stay out of it?
Oh, such a good question. It feels like, yeah, just being a part of the world but trying to stay sane feels like holding back a tide with both hands sometimes. More recently I'm not engaged in social media really at all. Like, I tap in and out if I have to every now and again, so that helps. I've always tried to work part-time.
Nice.
Yeah, I think just not to rush in general. Just, I don't rush when I eat. Like, this is all very practical stuff, but it's super important. I don't eat lunch at my desk. I don't eat lunch while I'm working. I do meditation, and I try and be present and listen to the birds. And those little practices woven through every day is kind of what becomes your reality. Like, rather than speeding up conversations and not really listening when people are speaking to you and feeling like everything's in a hurry, having to overcommit and do too many things. Mm-hmm. I think that we'd all be better off if we resisted the temptation to try and overachieve and rush through our activities.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree with that, man. I completely agree with that. I want to thank you for coming on the program this morning and talking to me about the new EP, Bittersweet Excess. I just have one last question for you. I'm not sure if you've seen the news about New Zealand's economy, but it's going really bad at the moment. lots of New Zealanders are moving to Australia, in particular Nam/Melbourne. Do you have any advice for New Zealanders who are looking to the shores of Australia for greener opportunities?
Go and see Tongue Dissolver play live.
Yes, go see Tongue Dissolver. They're amazing. Tongue to Zalbra, fantastic.
With them. I just played with them last weekend, and they're so sick. They're such wonderful people, and yeah, my favourite. Go see them.
There's so many good Australian bands out there at the moment. There's like Twine, Tongue Dissolver, you guys. Gosh, who else is there? Oh my god, there's so many more I can't think of. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on the program. I really appreciate it, Anna.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, man. Folks, that was Anna Langdon from the band Bittersweet, from the band Loose Fit. Loose Fit. They've just released their new EP, Bittersweet Excess, which is out wherever you find your music. We're going to play the track Feel Ya Shiver, which I think is my second favourite next to the title track, which I think is my fave. Here is Loose Fit with Feel Ya Shiver. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked. Ka kite.
Gotta take your temperature.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.